way back home. Sun is shining, my friend. Tell your mama to keep the lamp down low. I'm on my way back home. Yeah, on my way back home. Tell your friends it's true, I will be by your side. Tell your friends it's true, I will be by your side. Tell your mama to keep the lamp down low. I'm on my way back home. Yeah, on my way back home. I'm on my way back home. Way back home. Can't wait to see you again. On my way back home, sun is shining, my friend. Tell your mama to keep the lamp down low. I'm on my way back home. Yeah, my way back home.
Way Back Home, the second single from Sydney duo The Stompin' Ramblers. You are listening to Jump Children with Steve, and right now it is my very great pleasure to welcome to the hot seat one half of the Stompin' Ramblers, harp player Ryan Stone. Stoney, how are you?
Good, Steve, and how are you, mate?
Oh, fantastic. Congrats on the singles. The Stompin' Ramblers are yourself on harp and Owen Mansell on slide guitar, stomp box, vocals, everything else. Can I ask you how you two got together?
A mutual friend introduced us. I was watching Owen play in one of his old bands years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago now. And I mentioned to a buddy of mine, I was like, oh, he's a great player, epic voice, all those sorts of things. He's like, oh, you two should catch up. He's looking for a harp player. And then that week I got a call from him and he actually sent me just a rough version of Way Back Home, which is our second single. And I put something on my phone, a little app I've got on my phone, sent it back to him. It worked well. And then we kind of got sidetracked, well, not sidetracked. We started another band called The Blind Pilots, which was much heavier than what we're doing now. And then the rest is history. Basically, we played in that band for a while and COVID happened, which made everything kind of die in the music scene. And Owen started gigging by himself, just playing some blues covers. And I jumped on board with that. And it just kept evolving pretty easily and naturally, I guess you could say.
We hear influences of, well, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee in your music. And I've seen Dom Turner and the Backsliders and R.L. Burnside listed amongst other influences.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you come to this music?
It's a funny one. A couple of guys from our generation that have always just been attracted to the blues music scene. I started that off when I was younger on like your Zeppelin and your Sabbath, and then slowly crossed like your Muddy Waters, your James Cotton, and a whole bunch of older acts. And, you know, you couldn't really find it back in the day when you go to your CD store and search through it. But over time, you started finding more and more gold. And Owen was the same, you know, we both connected on it. And yeah, especially, but then you've got the as you mentioned, the Backsliders like Dom Turner and Ian Collard when he was with them. He's one of my favorite harmonica players in Australia. And so then when you sit with someone that has that same passion as you, it's just super fun and it's easy to write songs.
We have a couple of singles with an album due soon. How far away is the album?
Album is, I think, third week of October. So we're going to do 3 singles and then drop the album. And then hopefully get out on the road and play a bunch of live shows off the back of it. So, yeah, I mean, what are we now? Mid-September?
Could you talk a little about recording it? What's it called, for starters?
It's called Kicking Stones, which is Kicking Stones is just like a way of saying, it's actually funny. I had a friend in Brazil I went and stayed with. He was a pretty wild human being, but I used to be like, hey, Bijou, like, what are you up to, man? What did you do today? And he goes, oh, you know, man, just walking around kicking stones. And that was, he was just sort of this really laid back character that walked the streets and kicked a stone if he saw it. And I always just thought he was such a cool guy. And I'll tell an Owen that story. And he's like, and we wrote a song off the back of that character.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told Owen the background of the story. And he's like, man, that's the name of the album. So pretty funny, pretty relaxed way of finding the name. Cause you know, you can naming a band, naming an album, or even naming a song. Sometimes it can be such a punish. You kind of second guess yourself, but with the relaxed attitude of the album and the way we create, it sort of worked well for us.
Kicking Stones is a fantastic name, and I, for one, cannot wait.
Thanks.
On that note, I think it's time for another tune. Stoney, thank you so much.
Yeah, cheers, Steve. Thanks, mate.
On Jump Children, the Stomping Ramblers, this is their first single, Train.